Good morning. We're continuing Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos. We're discussing a case with the issue of tearing toilet paper. We pointed out that tearing toilet paper is a malach of kareya. Person is tearing it to be able to use it. And this is true whether he tears on the perforations or not. We said that one can hint to the non-Jew to tear it for him, then they could use the toilet paper. If the non-Jew asks the person, "Do you want me to tear it for you?" The person says, "I can't use the toilet paper. We're not allowed to tear paper." So he says, "Do you want me to tear it for you?" You cannot say yes, because then you're giving him a direct command to tear it. So you're back to the problem. It's not a hint anymore. It's a direct command. So a person cannot say yes. What they can say is, it would be very helpful if it was torn. He's giving a directive in the sense of what he would like to happen without giving any type of direction and saying it would be beneficial. This is based on a Gemara. The Gemara says that it's circumstances, saying whoever does X would be beneficial is not considered giving a command. So that how we'd solve that problem. If there's no, that option is not possible, but there is pre-torn paper which is available elsewhere. And the issue would be carrying, it would be a case, would be an issue of Rabbanan, there's no Erev, let's say. So now it's a mir la'akum on the Rabbanan for the purpose of Kavod HaBrius. So that goes under the umbrella of the rule of Shus to Shus. B'makom Kavod HaBrius is going to be mutter. So it'll be mutter to ask the non-Jew to bring it from this other place. Basis Shus to Shus. The rule is asking a non-Jew to do it Rabbanan. Has various different scenarios where it's going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter b'malkam tzarach mitzvah. It's going to be mutter b'malkam hefsid meruba. It's going to be mutter for the purpose of kavod habrius. So a person will be able to clean themselves is considered kavod habrius. Clean themselves properly. So therefore, shoes to shoes is mutter for that purpose. If even that is not possible, you cannot give a hint. You want to ask the non-Jew to do a direct act of tearing. So now you're asking a non-Jew to do a deraisa. So there is, in general, asking a non-Jew to do a deraisa is not permitted. There is one shita which says that it is. We rely on that shita. In some exceptional cases, case of a tzarech of a tzibur, let's say an Arab is down and there's a tzibur which needs to be able to carry. And to fix it would require doing malachas deraisa. So we're going to ask a non-Jew to do a malacha deraisa for the tzarech of the tzibur. Historically, the lighting was the situation that they relied on lighting candles, lighting lamps, etc. People, during daytime, they did not need anything lit. The candles that they had would not necessarily last all the way from before Shabbos till after Shabbos. So as the day would progress, it would become dark inside the buildings. They rely on asking a non-Jew to do a malacha deraisa of lighting a candle or lighting a lamp to be able to have illumination. So that was one place where the minhag was to rely on that shita. But another example of where one can rely on the shita of asking a non-Jew to do a malacha deraisa directly is in a case of an extreme case of kavod habrius. One could ask a non-Jew to do a malacha deraisa even in issa deraisa. The source for this is, it requires some explanation what the source of this is, but there is definitely, we can source that asking a non-Jew to do a malacha deraisa for the purpose of kavod habrias, if we have no other option. So not minimal kavod habrias, the person is blew their nose in their faces and they can't need someone to clean their face. It'd be different than what a person has soiled themselves by going to the bathroom and they need to cleanse themselves. So one would be allowed to ask a non-Jew in that situation, even to do a deraisa. Another possibility is causing it to tear through a grama. Another possibility is doing a drabonon oneself for the purpose of kavod habrias. The person himself should bring it from the neighbor when there's no eruv in an area which is a drabonon. So Chazal were matter drabonons because of kavod habrias as well. When the option of asking a non-Jew did not exist. So there are multiple options of how to address the problem. The final example to how to deal with it, maybe we'll clarify Bez Hashem in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.